Hey guys, welcome back to the Digest This podcast. I'm your host, Bethany Cameron, and you're listening to A Bite of Knowledge. And if you're new to the show, every Wednesday we come out with shorter versions of the podcast, and it's just me giving you a bite of knowledge. And so today we are talking about parasite-killing foods, herbs, and I'm going to share a smoothie recipe designed to help if you are experiencing parasites. Hopefully you're not, but if you are, this smoothie could help. And I mean, let's be honest, we all experience parasites because we just all have them. And typically our bodies are able to fight them off. But if our immune system is compromised, then, you know, it's really hard to basically expel them. And sometimes we do get a bad parasite that is worse than others. So stay tuned. It's going to be short, sweet, simple, and to the point. Let's get right into it. Poor gut health has been linked to poor immunity, depression, anxiety, brain fog, low energy, skin issues, including acne, and studies are now coming out that our gut microbiome is linked to obesity and type 2 diabetes. And in the world we live in today, so many factors and environmental toxins can hinder our gut and are constantly trying to break down our microbiome. Now, it's not practical we go off-grid and live away from society to avoid all these things. So it's important to combat them with a good probiotic and prebiotic to give our gut support and skin in the game to fight off infections and help us live our best life full of vitality, energy, clear skin, and regularity. But not all probiotics are created equal. In fact, many don't even make it to the grocery stores alive. So you just wasted your hard-earned money on something that is basically dead. That's why I trust Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic Capsule. This is a prebiotic and probiotic in one. If you've ever seen me in my Instagram stories showing you what Seeds capsules actually look like, it's pretty cool. That's because it's a capsule within a capsule. So if you open up the first capsule, there's actually another capsule inside. Seeds Daily Symbiotic is a prebiotic and probiotic to support gut health that has completely revolutionized the daily supplement world, designed to make its way all the way through your stomach and survive your stomach acid, with studies even showing its 100% survivability rate. And I'm pretty sure we all know what probiotics are. They're the good bacteria we need inside our gut. But without the prebiotics, the probiotics will die. You see, because probiotics are also living organisms and they need food too. That's where the prebiotics come in. They help feed the probiotics, helping them to survive in our body, which is what we want. Sources of prebiotics include garlic, onions, leeks, asparagus, artichoke, oats, grains, and legumes. But for many people with digestive issues, all these foods are off limits because they can cause other issues. And if you follow a grain-free diet or paleo diet, then oats, legumes, beans, and other prebiotic-containing grains are off limits too. So to make sure you are getting the full benefit of taking probiotics as well as getting what you paid for, Seeds Daily Symbiotic is what I would recommend to all my friends and family. And if you're not sure if you want to take the plunge, Seed is offering my community a whopping 25% off your first order so you can try it and see if you like it. They will send you a super chic glass bottle filled with all the goods. Then they have an eco-friendly, sustainable biomaterial refill system delivered each month after that. And you can cancel anytime. So even after the first month, you can cancel if you feel like it's not for you. But let me tell you, if you are taking a probiotic anyways, why not switch to Seed and experience the array of benefits countless others, including myself, have? And if you're not already taking a probiotic or prebiotic, take this as your sign to take back your health now. Just go to seed.com/digest and use code 25digest to get 25% off your first order. Again, that's seed.com/digest and use code 25digest to get 25% off. Make sure it's all lowercase. If you've ever wondered about the non-toxic air fryers, shampoos and conditioners, organic undies, and new food products on the market, and even some not available to the public yet, and well, you want to get the inside scoop, then you need to join the 20,000 plus people that are already receiving these updates via my Friday Finds newsletter. I share information that only my subscribers get in their inbox, stuff like non-toxic kitchen appliances, new food finds, product recalls, food news, and even personal care products we all should or should not be using. My Friday Finds newsletter goes out once a week every Friday and has quickly become some of my followers' favorite things to open in their inbox. I've even started to include a recipe in this once a week newsletter. This is not published anywhere else and cannot be found on my blog. So if you're not part of the over 20,000 people that are in the know, be sure you're not left out by going to littlesipper.com/subscribe and enter your email. That's it. It's free. There's no spam, just helpful, insightful content full of goods, literally. So pause this episode and go to littlesipper.com/subscribe. That's littlesipper.com/subscribe. All right, guys, so if you suspect you may have a parasite infection, there are natural ways to treat it. Now, parasitic infections have become more common with international travel over time. We now know that a variety of parasites can infect the intestinal tract, leading to a variety of digestive symptoms such as constipation, diarrhea, vomiting, and heartburn, as well as fatigue and chills. A parasite cleanse involves eating a diet that's free of foods that can feed parasites, such as sugar and grains and a lot of carbs. Now, consuming more of the foods that are anti-parasitic, such as antioxidant-rich foods. So it's pretty close to a paleo diet, I would say, which provides you with essential nutrients, of course, from things like probiotic foods, herbs, vegetables, meats, and more. So I'm pretty sure you guys know what a parasite is, but I really want to get into, I just want to touch base on it. So basically, a parasite is an organism that lives on or in a host and gets its food from or at the expense of its host. In other words, the parasite uses the resources of the person it's living inside of, such as the very food that that person eats, or in order to survive. So yeah, it's not very pleasant. I personally have experienced many parasites, and I felt like I was always hungry, I was always bloated, and I was always eating. And I was like, well, okay, well, first of all, why am I losing weight? And I'm eating constantly. And later on, I was able to expel the parasite. Another story for another day, but just FYI. So the worst parasites can cause diseases in humans. So certain types of diseases caused by these organisms are easily treated, but some are not. There are three main classes of parasites that can cause diseases in humans. Now, examples of some of the serious parasitic infections, and I can't even pronounce these honestly, but one is filariasis, malaria, that's one. And then another one is babesiosis. Now, hopefully you've never experienced these. I feel like malaria is a little bit more common or well known of. So how does someone actually become infected with a parasite? So believe it or not, a relatively high percentage of adults living in the United States may carry parasites. A lot of people think traveling overseas, you can get them, which of course you can. But even if you're just in the United States, and where and how does someone get infected with a parasite? So Parasites are generally acquired from consuming contaminated food or water, but people with imbalanced gut flora, leaky gut syndrome, or a weakened immune system may be more susceptible. Some can also be spread through bile of a mosquito or sandfly, or transmitted to humans from animals such as cows and pigs that are infected with parasites. And obviously, if you eat those foods, it's not cooked properly, that can infect you. One potential cause of parasites is eating pork, especially if it's undercooked or raw. Pork can carry parasites and worms due to the poor conditions that pigs are typically raised in. So if this type of meat is regularly included in your diet, there's a chance that you may be susceptible to carrying one. I personally do not eat pork. I have not for years. It's a decision I made very long ago, many years ago. And I personally I don't miss bacon. I don't miss ham. I just don't miss it. And I feel like beef and chicken are well enough for me. So I'm fine without the pork personally. And I just don't want to be exposed to that. Now, there's other types of undercooked meat and seafood, like obviously any kind of undercooked fish and meat that can also have parasites. All right, now I'm going to share a list of foods and nutrients that may naturally get rid of parasites, as well as a must-make smoothie to help you in the cleansing process. So first of all, sunflower seeds. These can help flush out parasites by preventing successful germination of the parasite to the host system. Raw pumpkin seeds are also great. Now, these seeds contain a natural fat that is actually toxic to parasites. Eggs. What? I know. So these toxins in the pumpkin seeds are obviously not toxic to you, but to the parasites. And it's been shown that the seeds have the ability to paralyze worms so they drop off the intestinal walls. And I'm still talking about pumpkin seeds here. So it's kind of gross, but cool at the same time, right? So there was a study that these Chinese scientists used pumpkin seeds to treat acute tapeworm infections, and they used formulas containing pumpkin seeds. Now, don't think a few seeds will do the job. Apparently, you need half a cup at a time to really work, but it works nonetheless. So if you are trying to get rid of parasites, again, maybe don't think that a little sprinkle on your smoothie is going to do the job. I mean, they really used a lot to make the magic happen. So anyways, I also want to point out coconut. So the compounds in coconut oil particularly has been shown to reduce parasites and help promote a healthy weight. So that's a plus there. Papaya seeds. Now, I feel like a lot of people do know about this, but papaya seeds have anti-amoebic. So, right, the amoebas, anti-amoebic activities. And they have been shown to be very effective in treating human parasites. Garlic. That's another one here. So garlic has been used for many medicinal remedies, not just parasites, but including parasites. So it's been shown that it can help the reduction of parasites in humans. Now, wormwood, that's not actually a parasite, but it's actually something that you actually take for parasites. It kind of sounds like a parasite, but wormwood is also very beneficial. And did you know that it's actually one of the main sources and a key ingredient for the herbal drug, which is anti-malaria? So again, there's actually another study in the NIH that shows that wormwood can even kill off cancer cells. So anyway, they said it, not me. It's in a study in the NIH. So I thought that was really interesting. All right, now for the smoothie recipe. So we all love a good smoothie. So here's a really good one. Go grab a pen, paper, and jot this down. So first of all, you're going to do half a cup of either cultured probiotic cottage cheese or half a cup of Greek yogurt. If you are dairy-free, you can do half a cup of dairy-free coconut yogurt. That's totally fine. You're going to do 1 teaspoon of coconut oil, 1/4 cup of raw pumpkin seeds, 1 tablespoon of organic sun butter, because remember, we also talked about sunflower seeds, and sun butter is basically just ground up sunflower seeds. You're going to do 1 cup of frozen cauliflower that has been pre-steamed and then frozen, because cauliflower is very low in carbs and sugar, so it's not going to feed the parasites. And then you're going to also add 1 cup of frozen squash. Now, this can be butternut squash, delicata squash, or it can also be a summer squash. If it is a winter squash, just make sure, obviously, you have cooked it and then frozen it. If you are using a summer squash like zucchini, I would definitely skin the zucchini, chop it up, and freeze it. You don't need to cook the zucchini specifically. I personally don't have any digestive issues with zucchini, so that's just a personal preference. If you do want to cook it, that's fine too. And then you're going to add some protein powder of your choice, 1 to 2 scoops. You can use my own digestive support protein powder from the Bethany's Pantry line, which is, it's very low in carbs. And if you use the plant protein bake, that one actually has 0 grams of sugar, and it can be used also as a protein powder. So I know it's called the plant protein bake, but you can also use it in a smoothie. It's just 1 ingredient, no sugar, and the lectins are removed too, so it's easily digestible. And then you're just going to blend all that up and you're going to enjoy it. And one thing I do want to mention is, if you are struggling with parasites, don't let the stress, don't let the mind games conquer you, because so many people have experienced them. And yes, you can get rid of them. So don't let them play mind tricks on you. I just want to emphasize that the less stressed you can be, the better off you will recover and expel them and move on with your life. So anyways, I hope this was helpful and insightful. And I will see you guys this coming Wednesday for a killer interview. I cannot wait to share what's happening this Wednesday. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening to this episode of Digest This. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review in your podcast app to let us know. If you're ever wondering how you can support me and this podcast, sharing it with your friends and family is the best way. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and edited by Mike Fry. To email the show, message us at digestthispod@gmail.com. See you next time. The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not a substitute for individual medical and mental health advice and does not constitute a provider-patient relationship. As always, talk to your doctor or health team first.